As I said yesterday, some of the reason that it's fun to come here is that there's a little reminiscence involved. And I love that. I love our history, and I love the real struggle that we've had, both as an organization and as individuals. I admire the people who are prepared to do the struggle and to be in the midst of the storm of it all and to try to change things. And I've tried to help be one of them. But as you know, I have great affection for the folks who are out there trying all the time. And I join with you in that effort. Sometimes the effort is sophisticated and sometimes less so, and it doesn't matter to me about the level of sophistication in one sense. The real importance for me is that the struggle continues and that we believe in each other enough to have the struggle continue. The saddest part of what happens in our organization is from time to time we find people who give up, and I find that hard. So, not giving up is the beginning of making progress. Because the history is fun, but the history we're going to make is even more fun. And so, I have come to be in the midst of this meeting and to work with you on the subject of the struggle that we have, knowing that there was going to be disagreement and knowing that we were going to have to discuss the disagreement to find out whether or not there was a way to change that disagreement and to think up methods of working with each other despite the reality that we're going to disagree. There are those who say that the Federation is just one big fat dictatorship. Those who thought so should have seen the election this morning. Not that I think an election is a demonstration. I mean, they have them in Russia, too, and I think that's a dictatorship. So, but there was disagreement this morning, and there was argument about what we're going to do and who was going to do it and how we were going to get there. And the reality is we need to breathe life into what this program is about, and I think that the notion that lots of people want to be part of it is better than if somebody said, well, who would like to run for president, and nobody answered. So I'm glad that we want people to participate. I'm glad that we have enough people who want to make a difference. We could be bigger. We don't have enough chapters. We don't have chapters that are big enough. We don't have... Is this new? I remember going to my first convention in Indiana, and I thought, I've been to bigger conventions. But I was in the state of Iowa before that time, and that, at the time, was the biggest affiliate in the country. It is not now. Not by a good long shot. But it was then. And could we make this one bigger? Yes. is this a criticism? Not especially. We could make them all bigger, and it would be better if we did, and especially if we did it carefully so that we didn't change the nature of the organization as we went forward. I am uplifted by what has happened at this convention. I am uplifted by the spirit that we have that says we're going to make something new out of our affiliate and our chapters, and we're going to build new opportunities, and we're going to celebrate those who are having new chances at getting a decent life. And that's what I love about being here. So it's been fun. Keep it alive so I can come back and have some more fun. I know that the reason we put these things together isn't just to entertain me, but... But I don't mind if I'm entertained a little along the way anyway. So thanks a lot, guys, for welcoming me. And some people say, you mean you're just talking to the men? No, guys means everybody to me. So So I'm just saying to my fellow Federationists, it has been a real joy to be with all of you this week, and let's keep the joy going.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely. We as a state board of directors are going to get together and figure out what's going on with the child. I just made this little plea a little bit ago, and that was, those who need shoring up, we're going to shore up. Those who need strengthening, we're going to strengthen. Those who are defunct, we will try to rebuild them there. This is our mission this year and next, as far as I'm concerned. The State Board of Directors may have some other ideas, but those are mine. We're going to do those things that we have to do to rebuild our organization. And the one thing I said prior to saying all that was that you don't have to have a title to get it done. Everybody in here is a member of the National Federation of the Blind, and we can all work together. We can all roll up our sleeves and get busy. You know somebody that knows a blind person, and you can bring them into the fold and welcome them with open arms and help us build the Indiana affiliate. You don't need a title to do it. You don't need to serve on the board of directors to do it. All you need is a mouth.